Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparma covering, for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater takes first base on ball four. Buford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Buford moves to third. Cater moves to second. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Cater moves to third. Ward moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. Ward scores. Skowron moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is hit by the pitch. Hansen moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to home to get Skowron. Hansen moves to third. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Voss for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Lump moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson strikes out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-2 in the game. Voss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Bill Roman pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Bill Roman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to third. Lump moves to second. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirt tags and scores. Lump tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball towards center. Berry catches it and throws to second to double up Cash. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to second. 1 out. Al Kaline pinch hits for Ray Euler. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Demeter pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Smith now playing shortstop. Terry Fox now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Steele pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. 1 out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-3 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fox, and towards Wirt, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brown strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Cash moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox fires to first and has Ward trapped. There's the throw to Lump, who tags Ward for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley strikes out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-4 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 4 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.